one once, and that was enough. I knew about the red eyes, of course. I hadn't heard about the big black teeth. "It's the white tongues that get me," said Bo. Sam gave each man 2 bottles of pure onion juice. He told them to drink 1 bottle before going to bed that night, then a 1/2 bottle in the morning, and then a 1/2 bottle around lunchtime. "You sure this stuff works?" asked Walter. "I tell you what," said Sam. "If it doesn't, you can come back next week, and I'll give you your money back." Walter looked around unsure as Bo and Jesse laughed. Then Sam laughed too. Even Mary Lou let out a rare hee-haw. "Just remember," Sam told the men before they left, "it's very important you drink a bottle tonight. You got to get it into your bloodstream. The lizards don't like onion blood."
Now everything makes sense. The lizards didn't bite Stanley and Zero because the lizards hate onion blood. And after eating about 150 onions each, Stanley and Zero definitely had onion blood. Back in the beginning of the book, we predicted that the lizards would play an important role in the story because the author mentioned them twice. Now we know that we were right. If it weren't for the lizards, the warden might have just killed Stanley and Zero and taken the suitcase. Stanley and Zero must have been so frightened, knowing how deadly those lizards were. They had no idea that onions would prevent the lizards from biting, so the boys stood still for all those hours. I don't think I could have done that. What about you?
Stanley and Zero sat in the back seat of Ms. Marengo's BMW. The suitcase lay between them. It was locked, and they decided they'd let Stanley's father try to open it in his workshop. "You don't know what's in it, do you?" she asked. "No," said Stanley. "I didn't think so." The air conditioning was on, but they drove with the windows open as well because, no offense, but you boys really smell bad. Ms. Marengo explained that she was a patent attorney. "I'm helping your father with the new product he's invented. He happened to mention your situation, so I did a little investigating. Clyde Livingston's sneakers were stolen some